News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The Irish Dental Association is calling for the government to ring-fence acute hospital beds to ensure general anaesthetic services are provided for children and special care dental patients across the country. This is because there are currently 1,800 special care adults and children across Ireland on waiting lists to access public dental treatment using general anaesthetics. The president of the Irish Dental Association is with us, Dr. Bridget Harrington Barry. Bridget, when we talk about special dental, special care adults and children, what does that mean?
Good morning, Anton. Thank you for your call. Special care dental patients would be, I suppose, patients, adults and children with additional needs who would need a general anaesthetic to provide dental treatment. That could be from dental extractions or dental fillings or cleanings. So what is happening, as you read out the figures there, there are special care patients, adults and children that are waiting over 12 months for access to...
And sorry, just to clarify from my own understanding, Bridget, it isn't that the dental treatment they require is particularly complex, it's that they may have other issues that make providing dental treatment difficult.
Absolutely. It's the patient that, won't or finds it difficult to sit on the dental chair. You know yourself, when you go in, we're all a little bit nervous. But there are many patients out there that have additional needs and they would find it particularly stressful and difficult to sit on a dental chair to have dental treatment. So in some areas of the country, and myself, I'm in Galway, I have ring-fence beds for my paediatric special care patients. So we came through a crisis. You were talking earlier about the fuel crisis. Sometimes out of a crisis comes sometimes a solution. We had a crisis where my general anaesthetic lists were being cancelled because it's elective surgery, and the accident and emergency overflow ends up, our services are cancelled in the hospital. So, we sat down, we said, look, we need to do something about this. And around a year ago, we sat down with managers and staff in the regional hospital in Galway, and we ring-fenced paediatric beds for special care patients. So I haven't been cancelled since for my paediatric patients. But then on the flip side of that coin, I have an adult special needs general anaesthetic list, and that's gone up to 4 years now waiting because I've had no access. And again, we're working on trying to get that same kind of ring-fenced service. And in the recent Oireachtas, Joint Oireachtas Committee on Health, their recommendation was, one of the recommendations was to ring-fence services in level four hospitals for special care patients.
I assume that it is obviously distressing to be in a position where you need significant dental care and you are on a waiting list. But if you are in a special care cohort, you are presumably among some of the people least well equipped to cope with that distress.
Oh, absolutely. As you can imagine, many of these patients are nonverbal. So, their carers or their parents may not realize or may not know that they're in dental pain because they can't communicate that. So, sometimes somebody might be off their food or getting very agitated. From our point of view, when we diagnose and we look and see that dental treatment is needed, the frustration then is spread to us because we have no access to care. Now in Galway particularly, I'm very lucky because I work quite closely with the maxillofacial teams, and we get some access, but it is particularly limited for my adult patients. In areas around the country, I was speaking to my colleagues in the East Coast, there is little or no access for special care children for fillings and extractions, and a lot of their extraction-only cases, which would be just extractions, they're being farmed out privately to private hospitals. The service is doing a disservice to patients and to clinicians who are equally as frustrated as our patients.
And the beds that you want ring-fenced, they would currently be used for, is it just general medical acute care, or are they all specifically dental beds?
I suppose the difference between, so dental care or the public dental services in community care. So we're not in the hospital services or the hospital care services. So that's why we're looking to have ring fence beds. So as I said, the agreement that I have in the regional hospital and the University College Hospital in Galway is that we have ring fence pediatric beds in the paediatric ward. So therefore, they're surgical beds. So they're ring fenced for dental, though, which is and it's, you know, it's a very small cohort out of the huge population that we have in Galway. But it is when I see my paediatric dental list decreasing, you know, it is great to think that where the resources are put in place, the service can work. Where then I look on the other side and I see my list for general anaesthetic, special care adults, that list, as my children's list is getting smaller, my adult list is getting bigger. And that's what we're looking for, to have a similar situation for adult patients, that the beds are ring fenced for adult special care patients. And something like that should be and can be replicated across the country.
That's Dr. Bridget Harrington Barry, President of the Irish Dental Association.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.